Tomorrow is Freedom Day in South Africa. It commemorates the day in 1994 that South Africa held its first multi-party, multi-racial elections. Many South Africans were imprisoned, injured, or killed in the struggle that eventually led to the end of white minority rule. Now a new 2-CD compilation called South African Freedom Songs, Inspiration for Liberation, showcases the role that singing and dancing played in the battle to end apartheid. Banning Error has a review.
Any veteran or student of the American civil rights movement knows the power of song to rally the oppressed and even to sow doubt in the mind of the oppressor. The way this happened in South Africa in the latter half of the 20th century, as the country's black majority struggled to resist and finally end apartheid, is nothing short of breathtaking.
Come on, Zuck!
Go away!
Come on, Zuck!
Go on now!
Power!
To the people!
I will.
South African Freedom Songs offers a musical tour through the years of the anti-apartheid struggle. The first CD is a documentary in which key figures, including Archbishop Desmond Tutu, recount their experiences. It's uncanny the way the evolution of public singing and dancing weaves through the story they tell. As the documentary shifts between reminiscences and sound clips from rallies and public gatherings, the centrality of songs in this historic struggle becomes palpable.
Without any of these, our struggle would have been a great deal longer, a great deal bloodier, and perhaps not even successful.
This remarkable statement by Desmond Tutu is borne out in countless details. We learn how church hymns and traditional wedding songs became gradually militarized during the 1960s after the Sharpeville massacre and Nelson Mandela's imprisonment. How a kind of rhythmic chanting picked up by ANC fighters as they trained in North Africa got introduced into the repertoire in the 1970s. How exiles in remote, desolate Angolan camps sang to fight off despair, and how ANC veteran Walter Sisulu was literally kept alive during long years in prison by the act of singing. In the 1980s, the aggressive dance called Toy Toy became a major feature at mass demonstrations. It combined graceful athleticism and militaristic zeal. Tutu says that these dynamic, loud, and intensely musical manifestations scared the daylights out of apartheid's defenders.
I won! I won!
Aba Penduli!
I won! I won!
Oliver Tambo!
Hey!
Okay!
Hey!
The second CD in South African Freedom Songs contains 25 selections performed by various ANC groups between 1977 and 93. The musical inventiveness and depth of emotion in these pieces is characteristic of much South African vocal music. Somehow, the passion of a gospel hymn, the swing of old-time jazz, and the moral certainty of movement anthems came together in a devastating amalgam, and music in this part of Africa has never been the same since. South Africans sang their way to a better future, and music doesn't get much more powerful than that. The CD is called South African Freedom Songs, Inspiration for Liberation. Our reviewer is Banning Error.